the rich history and incredible conservation success of Little Barrier Island, Hauturu, has been laid out in a book. It's called Hauturu, the History, Flora and Fauna of Te Hauturu o Toi. It's known as New Zealand's Ark, and the book about the island is a collection of information and history from over 30 scientists, researchers and photographers. Lynn Wade is one of the editors who put the book together. She's also been a member of the Little Barrier Island Supporters Trust, and she's with me now in studio. Hi.
Hi, Jesse.
Congratulations on the book.
Thank you. We're very proud of it.
Oh, you must be. And when you see it and hold it in your hand, it's a beautiful time, isn't it?
It's a very beautiful book, and we're thrilled with the way it's come across.
When did your relationship with Hauturu begin?
My first visit to the island was when I was 4 years old. My father was director of the DSIR, and we were there on the island with other scientists, preparing for a new book that he was doing on the island.
Mm-hmm. And what era? You can be as vague as you like, but we're talking mid-20th century?
Sorry, it was 1956 summer.
Yeah, okay. And what did the island look like in 1956?
It was still magical then, Jesse.
Yeah.
It was rich in birds. I remember the bird song and the views and the trees. And became passionate about the island myself then because of what was there.
Can you describe the island?
It's a rugged, bush-clad island, very rugged, bush-clad island, surrounded by cliffs and boulder beaches. It's covered in lush forest and full of everything that should be here on the rest of the mainland. Birds, insects, rich native flora, fungi, liverworts, mosses, all the things that should be present on the mainland as well.
What makes it different? I mean, there are all sorts of islands dotted around near Auckland. What makes Hauturu different?
The size and height and the ruggedness, I believe, of Hauturu makes a difference. It's the highest island in the Gulf, 720 metres, so higher than Great Barrier. And because of that height and its size, it has several different ecosystems, right from subtropical to subalpine. So that gives it a big range of biodiversity.
It's currently predator-free.
It is predator-free. There were only ever feral cats and kiori, the Polynesian rat, and both have now been removed from the island.
There was some scepticism originally about whether that was going to be possible, right?
I can even remember my father saying in the late 1970s that he didn't think they'd be able to get the cats off. And Dick Veitch, who is co-editor for the book, was one of the wildlife officers responsible for that.
How'd they get the last cat?
It was great difficulty, I think, Jesse.
Yeah. Why did you want to make this book and what did you hope to achieve with it?
Well, in 1956, on that visit to the island, my father was compiling a book on the island with several other scientists, and that book is now 58 years old and very much out of date. We wanted to bring it up to date with information about the biodiversity on the island and the conservation work that had been done on the island.
It would have made your dad proud.
I think Dad would be very proud.
It's a really special connection, isn't it? Yeah. So how have you organised the book?
The book is done, each chapter written by different author or authors, and each about a specialty subject. So we have Maori history, geology, conservation history, the history of the rangers on the island, and then we go into the species. So we have the invertebrates. We go right through all the plant species, fungi, mosses, as well as vegetation, birds, of course, and reptiles, and then the hopes for the future. But we also have been very pleased to have had a chapter about the seas around the island written by Roger Grace, who died recently. Okay. So it's very special to have had that done.
Yeah, you've got some great writers in there. I think Paula Morris the author of Maori History chapter? Yeah.
Yes, she has.
And you've treated them sort of like essays, haven't you? Specialist essays.
Yeah.
So tell me about these species that you can find on Hauturu.
Where do I start? Mm. There's over 400 species of native plants and the same probably of fungi. Invertebrates, there are over 400 species, and there'll be species there that haven't been found yet.
Invertebrate insects, spiders,
yes,
worms,
giant wetters,
slugs, really?
Giant worms, giant centipedes, yes.
Yeah.
We've tried to get photos as well of so many of the species. There are over there are 13 species of reptiles plus the tuatara, so it's a big suite of reptiles.
Tuatara out there.
Tuatara.
Any idea how many?
Well over 200, we know. We've had a breeding program on the island, and over 200 have been released back into the wild. We did a survey some years ago and found that there were other tuatara on the island as well. Yeah.
What about birds?
There are over 40 species of native birds on the island, as well as the seabirds, nesting seabirds, which are very precious for the ecosystem as well because they bring back the guano and so on from the sea, providing richness for the island. We've got hihi, kakapo. So hihi, a stitch bird, and tiaki, the saddleback.
You've got kakapo out there.
There are kakapo out there.
How many?
Only 13. But they're there. There's a population that the Kakapo Recovery Team have set up there, hoping that they will be able to look after themselves there and breed, and somewhere that would be relatively safe from predators. There's a big moat around Hauturu protecting it, the Hauraki Gulf.
Yeah.
So, yeah, helps to keep it safe.
And is it protected? I mean, you talked about the future. Is there any future apart from just continuing to do what it does? I mean, it sounds like it's in pretty pristine condition.
It was put aside as a nature reserve in 1895, so 124 years ago. It was actually gazetted on the 26th of September, so just about time to celebrate. And as a nature reserve, it has restricted visitors, so you only can get to the island by permit and only on boats that are approved by DOC. There's only 600 visitors allowed per year to the island. So, and there's a very strict quarantine process before you can actually even go to the island, which helps protect the island from weed seeds and, we hope, from things like the plague skink and Argentine ants.
Yeah. How often have you been?
I've been asked this question quite a lot recently, and I worked it out that I've been over 80 times to the island.
What's the best way to enjoy the islands? What's the best way to get face-to-face with some of this wildlife you're talking about?
Well, I'll have to put a plug in here for the Little Barrier Island Supporters Trust, because we do 4 working weekends a year to the island. In fact, I had one just this last weekend. And one trustee will lead a group of 9 people, and you get to work for the ranger and stay overnight so you can do a night walk. And then the pleasure of a bushwalk the following day. So I would say that's the best way, or you can volunteer for DOC and perhaps get along.
But you sort of earn your keep, eh?
You have to earn your keep.
Go do a bit of work, and in return you get to experience it. This might be a silly question, but is the island full?
What do you mean, Jesse?
Well, there are very few of these sort of pristine ecosystems around New Zealand. I wonder if you can reach kind of maximum capacity in terms of birds and invertebrates.
That's a fair question. I think, yes, you can, because it's an island, so it can only cope with so many of each species. We've been doing regular kiwi monitoring for the last 20-odd years, and the population is stable. It's not a growing population, which is what you would have on a mainland area that's recently been protected. So it's a stable population. There's loss of older ones and young ones coming in. So, yes, it does reach its limit. And, yes, Hauturu probably is fairly full.
Do you have a favourite species?
You can't ask that question.
Of course I can. Come on, Lynn.
All native species. I think everyone loves kakapo.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Have you spotted kakapo over there?
I have been privileged to see kakapo.
Are they shy or not?
Well, I assisted with a transmitter change one year, and we had a very feisty young bird who didn't really want to be dealt with. And she took off as if she was shy, but we also were changing Lisa's transmitter, and she's over 50 years old and been handled each year. And she just lay in the arms of the person doing it and then waddled away afterwards after the transmitter had been changed. So, no, I don't think they are shy.
Is there any New Zealand island comparable to Hauturu?
No, there isn't. There are islands of similar size, similar ruggedness, but they do not have the rich ecosystems and the variety of ecosystems, which leads to the rich biodiversity. Mm. In fact, it's probably one of the most special places in the world because of that.
And most people won't get to visit. They'll have to read your book.
They will have to read the book or watch the Trust video, which we made specially to show that biodiversity.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Where's the Trust video? Have we got a link to it? No.
It's available on YouTube, and it's Little Barrier Island, New Zealand's Ark.
We'll link that up on our website. So if you head to rnz.co.nz/Jessie, we will send you a little link so you can see it for yourself. Congratulations on the book. Lots of work.
Lots of work, but we feel it's been very worthwhile.
And can you find it in most places?
I know it's now available in bookshops. I've seen it in my local Paper Plus store. Should be in Whitcools as well. And it's also available through the Little Barrier Island Supporters Trust website.
Good stuff. Nice to meet you.